Now that we have gone through some scenarios practicing your role in situations where a prohibited, restricted, or permitted action could take place, we need to discuss the use of restraints. You should have an understanding of the history of restraints. When you gain knowledge about the history, you can play a role in making sure that the treatment of people with disabilities continues to move forward, increasing their independence and improving their lives. Disabilities have been historically misunderstood, and recognizing this can help you advocate for others and continue to educate people on how to best support individuals with disabilities. The use of restraints has been a topic of controversy even since the first doctors and scientists began treating people with disabilities. There was a misunderstanding that people with disabilities lacked the ability to reason, and that when restrained, they could regain this skill. Some doctors did not use restraints and opted for the use of seclusion as a way to decrease violent behavior. There were many who voiced concern over the use of restraint. However, they didn't believe there were any other options. Minnesota Statutes Chapter 245D gives directions about what you can do and what you can't do when supporting an individual.